Alright, welcome back. The last time we were here, we discussed the producer. Of course, this is one of the eight creative types done by Adobe Create. And that was creative type number 5. We are going to be discussing a very interesting one today called The Dreamer. I know that we all love stories, right? And I was just thinking about, you know, a very famous story from the Bible by involving a dreamer, right? This dreamer, of course, was the very young Joseph. And as we know in this story, that, you know, Joseph used to share his dreams with his brothers. And he used to be so excited because, you know, in these dreams, he was elevated and they had to basically almost bow down to him, right? His entire family. And they did not like these dreams. And of course, he was sold into slavery and he made it, you know, from prison to the palace. And of course, you know, Joseph ended up being the one who was the prince who had to, you know, help his family in the end when his family came to Egypt because of a famine in the land. So dreams are very, very interesting. And as we look, you know, throughout the entire Bible, we have even in the times of Daniel, when, you know, Nebuchadnezzar would have had certain dreams and Daniel, God's servant, would have interpreted those dreams. So dreams are very vital and important. So tune in, well, stay tuned as we, you know, have a good look at creative type number 6, which is the dreamer. Let's dive into it. So have you ever met a dreamer? Someone who is, you know, just always excited to share their dreams? I sure you know some of them, and I know some too. You know, they could be family members, friends, you know, and when they get these dreams, you know, they run around, you know, sharing the dream, and, you know, they have like their own rule book in terms of how they interpret their dreams. So it's like they don't not only know their dreams, remember their dreams, but they also know how to interpret their dreams, right? So there are people like that, you know, they love dreams and they love to dive into dreams and, you know, tell other people what their dreams mean, right? But is it always right? You know, are they always correct? Do they always interpret the dreams correctly? So for creative type number 6 in the Adobe Create series, you know, this one is called The Dreamer. And the creative strengths for this dreamer is, you know, you have, you know, connection to emotions and imagination, empathy and sensitivity. So when we look at the dreamer, in your mind, there's a lot always going on. And so for you, you have to remember that your untapped potential is using dreams to fuel real world action. And when it comes to the dreamer, your ideal collaborator will be the innovator, right? So the world is a place of beauty and magic in the eyes of a dreamer, basically, right? Everything they see, everything they look at, you know, they find joy and they see beauty in everything, right? Where others will see like facts and figures, you know, the dreamer will see like symbols, metaphors and hidden meanings in a lot of things. Right, so for the dreamer, they are deeply emotional and intuitive. They would be like, you know, very, they would have like a vivid imagination, right? So, you know, it's like what we'll call the quintessential idealist and romantic. So if you know somebody who is a, you know, like what we call in the Caribbean, the eternal romantic, right? There is a big possibility that that person falls in the line of dreamer, right? So for the dreamer as well, their inner world, as I say, they're always in their mind. Their inner world, you know, is always where, you know, they feel most at home, right? You know, they are happy to roam, you know, like in their mental landscape where, you know, they tap into their emotions and fantasies for hours on end, right? So sometimes you might have some friends, you're like, you know, I wonder why so-and-so always, you know, seem to be daydreaming or always have some great, amazing idea. And you're like, this person seems to always be in a fantasy land, or what we like to say in local parlance, you know, you live in a bubble. You know, there is a big possibility that that person falls in the category of the dreamer, right? So for the dreamer as well, you know, they're naturally drawn to express, you know, their inner world through like literary pursuits, things like music and visual arts. You know, that's where, you know, their creativity bursts to life, right? So they are, you know, like they are masters of the literary genre, things like that. You know, they naturally infuse their everyday life with the beauty and wonders of their imagination, because, you know, the imagination is their strength, right? The dreamer's greatest gift is, you know, their depth of sensitivity and empathy, because, you know, that allows them to give their voice to, like, you know, universal emotions in a way that touches people on a profound level, right? So the greatest challenge though for the dreamer is learning to balance dreaming with disciplined action. You know, it starts with coming back to the present moment. So for the dreamer, you should let your mind roam free, but don't forget to return to the here and now, right? The dreamer could seek opportunities to collaborate with the innovator, as we mentioned before, because, you know, they could combine their lofty idealism with a focus on the pragmatic solutions, right? So the grounding energy of the innovator can inspire the dreamer to apply their imagination to real world change. So if you're a dreamer today, you know, link up with the innovators, you know, and y'all will be able to do cool creative stuff together. As we continue with this exciting series, I just wanted to share with everyone, you know, some of the character designers for this creative types series. Now, when you go to the mycreativetype.com website, that's mycreativetype.com, you will see all this nice, amazing animation for each creative type. So let me just run through them real quick, and then I will just let you know who the creators are. So one of them looks like, you know, a bunch of grapes. That's the artist. The thinker looks like rock. The adventurer looks like a kind of furry, orange, fun, teddy bear kind of person. The maker looks like an architect with a whole bunch of things flying around. The producer looks like, I don't know, kind of stoic, straight, with a lot of lines flowing and running through his body. And then the dreamer, which is today's, of course, it looks like, you know, those kind of Eskimo people with like a covering over, you know, their head and stuff. The innovator, which is who we look at next, it looks like, I don't know, like a whole bunch of things is going on in his head. So like there's a cage, and like everything in his head is like yellow balloons blowing around. And then the final one is the visionary, which looks like, you know, he has many eyes, like five eyes looking all over the place, and he's a green guy. So those who designed these creative types, they were quite creative. So we just want to talk about them for a bit. It says that it's the name of this 3D artist is Anton Hudsted, and of course, you know, this individual works in London. He uses, like, you know, 3D software and virtual reality to create pieces that integrate digital explorations. Things like still life, you know, uncanny architecture and materiality. Anton has worked with many brands, including New York Times, Zegna, Zoho House, Trogger 5, and of course one of the sports brands, which would be Reebok. And this is the designer who created, who produced the Creative Types 8 character representations. So when you go to the website, you'll see those beautiful designs there that represent each creative type. So that brings us to the end of today's presentation. You know, I hope it was interesting, and you know, we really did get into the GMA. So see us next time, you know, check back next time as we do a deep dive into creative type number 7, which will be the innovator.